that. Y'all get around and shake somebody's hand. Y'all guys play some get with it music. Y'all get around and shake somebody's hand. Tell them you're thankful that they're here. Hey, Mom. How you doing? You hanging in there? You hanging in there? You're looking good, man. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Oh, yes. Yes, glory. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. God's good. All the time. Get your Bible out. Turn to Psalm chapter 100. How many had a good Thanksgiving? Everybody I know had a good Thanksgiving except for the turkey. Yeah, them old turkeys bore kind of rough. Sir? Yeah, the one that got away, he had a good Thanksgiving. But the rest of them, they weren't doing so good. God is awesome all the time. Amen. Now, Psalm 100. You know, I was thinking about Thanksgiving. Of course, here's some oldies but goldies. But here's a sign that you overdid it at Thanksgiving. Ready? Signs that you overdid it at Thanksgiving. Number one, I ate so much turkey over the holidays that I decided to quit cold turkey. All right. You find out, you know you've ever done it when you find out that rash on your stomach turns out to be steering wheel burn. All right, I'm going downhill quick. I see it. Okay, how about this one? You know you've ever done it when a representative from the Butterball Hall of Fame called you twice. All right, the last one then, okay? This is going nowhere fast. I'll see if I can go ahead and take her all the way down, okay? We'll quit hovering. We're going to take it all the way down. You receive a sumo wrestler application in your email. On the brighter side, I know this is all oldies, but goes on the brighter side, I shot my first turkey Wednesday. That was awesome. Yeah. It scared everyone in the freezer section, but... Okay, it's getting better. Amen. Amen. I did ask the guy in Walmart. I said, dude, do these turkeys get any bigger? He said, no, they're dead. Okay, now that we've all gotten calmed down, this is like eating turkey. Make you sleepy. Those jokes made you sleepy. Some might want to throw up some of your turkey. Amen. God is good. Get your Bible out to Psalm. Where'd that thing go? There she is. Psalm 100, stand for the reading of the word. Psalm 100, God is awesome. Look at that. Turkey said, eat crow. Have you ever felt like you were eating crow? I feel like it all the time. Amen. Matter of fact, when I went to seminary, there's three things that taught me to eat: chicken, barbecue, and crow. Amen. All right, y'all are going to get it. Amen. Here we go. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. This here is a good thing for people to think they can't sing, and because they can't sing, that they can't make a joyful noise because they're going to aggravate everybody. But God said, make a joyful noise. He also tells us to play skillfully and to sing skillfully. But here he says, for all of you, even the ones that can't sing, God didn't give everybody the gift of song, amen? But he gave you a gift of something, amen? Make a joyful noise unto the land, unto the Lord, all ye lands. Seek the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know you that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the Lamb of God. May God have just bless us in the reading of his word. Father, touch us right now. Help us to see, to know, to understand the power of thanksgiving. And to know that no matter what's going on in our lives today, God, you are bigger than that. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are bigger than that. And that we can watch, we can hold, we can believe you and your word. And Lord, we'll see it come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. On the way down, get somebody a high five, low five, no five, four and a quarter, something, four and a half, and tell them that God's good. Thank him for it. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. God is just amazed to me with the way he does things in our lives. Amen. Sometimes we're really tickled over the way things happen. Sometimes we're not tickled over the way things happen. How many has had things happen in your life this week that you just were thankful to God for it? You just couldn't thank God enough. Now let me ask you another question. How many in here have had things happen in your life this week that you weren't so thankful for? Amen. Guess what? The Bible tells us to be thankful in what? All things. It didn't say thank God for everything, because I don't thank God for everything. Amen. But I do thank God for being there in all of it. Amen. God is always there. He's always there with us. He's taking care of us. So look, here's the command. Of course, Thanksgiving commands. And I've even talked about this a few years ago. How many has been facing any hardships? I mean, you face some hard stuff. Amen. We've all faced some hard stuff. Our life seems like it's under attack. You know, I can tell you for surety that just because I got Reverend in front of my name doesn't mean that I walk around and everything is hunky-dory, because I can tell you it is a battle sometimes even to get up here on Sunday morning because of the battles before and after. Amen. So it's not like this is hunky-dory. Matter of fact, the harder you try to work for God, the more attacks you're going to find in your life. So if you're not being attacked, you need to think, wait a minute, I must not be doing anything right. So if you're being attacked, thank God that you're under attack. So now facing hardships. You know, I was doing a study and studying about the pilgrims. And, you know, have you ever felt stuck? I mean, have you ever felt stuck? Well, watch this. Watch this now. Sometimes you feel depressed, saddened, and you have no way out. So the pilgrims could have felt this way because there was 100, listen to this now, there was 104 passengers on the Mayflower. The ship was as big as a volleyball court. This wasn't some destroyer. This is 104 passengers. They're not coming to seek gold. They're coming to seek God. And here they are. They're coming to seek God. They're on a ship the size of a volleyball court. On the trip, two people died. Then 45 died the first winter. Think about this now. The very first winter, we see the pilgrims, we think about, you know, we see the turkeys and we think about the horn of plenty and all of that stuff. And here we go. These guys here, 45 died the first winter. There was a grave opened every 3 days for 4 months. Wow. Think about this now. These are the pilgrims we see when we draw our hand and have the turkey and we think about the little shirts that the guys wore and the funny dresses and the hats that the girls wore. And we don't think about hardships that they had to face. The graves were hid in the sand from the Indians, so there was no formal funerals. Nobody even knew, could tell when somebody died other than they passed through the camp that they actually were dying because they were hid in the sand. Same way here in Bath, North Carolina. At that church in Bath, the St. Thomas Church is one of the oldest, it's the oldest church in North Carolina. St. Thomas Church, the people were actually buried under the floor of the church so the Indians wouldn't know how many people were actually dying. So if you go to St. Thomas and when you're in that floor and you see that cobble floor, I want you to remember this. Under the floor are the graves of the first settlers that came. So they know what hardship was. But what I think about the most when I think about the pilgrims is, any way about it, although things were bad, although things were rough, although half of their people died, they still rejoiced in the Lord. Amen? They still found a way to thank God in the middle of pure chaos. Now, let me ask you a question today. Now, we talked about the pilgrims. Let me ask you a question. Get ready. Have you ever felt stuck? Have you ever felt like you were going down the drain? Amen. Have you ever felt like this situation is very stinky? Amen. You got to realize it's the stinky stuff that's your fertilizer. Amen. The stinky stuff in your life is what actually causes you to grow a whole lot better. If you think about it that way, that guy's getting a whole lot of fertilizer. He even brought his own bottle there beside him. Amen. So maybe, have you ever felt stuck? Just like the pilgrims, you're depressed. There's sadness there. There's even some hopelessness. But they rejoiced in the Lord. The good news is we also can find relief. Did you know that? No matter how bad things are, I was on the way up here today, and I was thinking about some things that's happened just in a few hours. And I was getting my mind on what was going on, what had happened in the last few hours. I've got a funeral to do. I was just with the family yesterday. Their loved one died the day before Thanksgiving. And so they didn't do anything on Thanksgiving. And so today I'm going over there and doing their funeral for their loved one. He was 49 years old. I'm telling you, you know, it's really getting kind of crazy because, I mean, I'll be 57 this year. But one thing I have discovered is that, and I know the older I get, it's going to happen. But used to, all my funerals were for older people. And it seems like lately, all my funerals are for people younger than me, my classmates, or people that's even younger than my classmates, people that I may have even taught in Sunday school or coached in basketball, and even kids. It's just, death is no discriminator. Amen? And so you see, we all have things we can go through. But this morning, I'm riding up here, and I was thinking about all those things. And as I was thinking about all those things, it hit me. Again, the Lord spoke to me, just like when I was in my bed with temperatures of 104 for 2 weeks and 100 and whatever for the next week. When I asked the Lord just to take me, I laid in bed one day and said, Lord, just please take me. I can't stand these temperatures. They're killing me. And the Lord spoke to me very distinctly and said, is that the way I've taught my child to talk to me? Is that the way I've taught my child to talk, period? And so I started saying, no, Lord, and I started going through the names of Jehovah, and I started saying, no, you're my healer, you're my peace, you're my comfort, you're my hope. God, you are my everything. And as I started saying that, I started getting better. And it was the next week, the fever broke, and I could come to church, and I could preach. And I really believe part of it was because I stopped in the middle of all this mess and thinking about how bad things were and started thinking about how good God was. The same way the pilgrims and all their mess, they thought they weren't thinking about how bad things were. They thanked God for what good things did happen along the way. So now, this psalm guides us through this process. If you want to actually have something happen, how do you want to have something special happen today? I mean special. You want to leave this place and say, you know what? I'm so glad I went to church today. I'm so glad that I got in there. I'm so glad that I listened because I got something to help me out, not only through the week, but it's going to help me out every day if I will trust God in the middle of this. So watch this. Here it goes. First, I'm going to read it to you again. Here's the Thanksgiving commands. I actually got them underlined, and then we're going to go ahead and go through every one of them. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing, know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us and not ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness is to all generations. Wow, that's a very powerful, powerful thing. So here's the commands, and I'm going to give them to you right now. I won't keep you long. Last week we didn't keep you long, I don't think. I can't remember, it was so far back. It did pass since last week. So the turkey's not thankful. All right, ready? Here we go. Here we go. Number one, I love this. This is an amazing amount of things to think about. Number one, I want you to, well, come on here. There we go. Praise God. I got everything pointing right in front of my little. There we go. Come on, baby. There you go. Technology is good when it's working correctly. Amen. How many know who that guy is? That's Joshua. Walls falling down around him. How many here got some walls built up in your life? How many got some things in here you want to see come down? Here's one of the first commands. That's the very first one. He says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Come on there. Make a joyful noise all the earth. And then Joshua, I love this. It says, do not shout. I mean, do not shout. Don't even talk. Too many times we just keep talking about our problem and talking about our problem instead of giving it to God. Joshua commanded, not a single word from any of you until I tell you to shout. And then, if you look in the Hebrew, it says, when I tell you, I want you to face the wall and shout. Some of us have some walls in our life, and if we'd learn to quit talking about the wall and start talking to it, face the wall and shout. Now, here's the what I love about this thing. It says shout. That word shout is the exact same word in the Hebrew for make a joyful noise. The exact same word. So make a joyful noise to shout. So his response was to the very presence and power of God. It was, listen, I guarantee in here right now, there's people that the voice of defeat is in your head right now. How many's had to fight the voice of defeat this week? And you had it in your head, and it got louder and louder and louder and louder. Give up, you'll never win, it's not going to work, why try? Give up, you're not going to win, why even try, it's not going to work. And it gets louder and louder and louder, and the more you try to hold your ears and try to take it out of your head, the more you hear it. The solution is not to cover your ears. The solution is, watch this. This is awesome. Here it is in this song. The solution is get louder than those voices. Get loud! One of you took that advice right then. Get loud! Thank you, Eddie. Come on, somebody. I want somebody in here to praise the Lord loudly. Come on. There you go. Come on. I thought you'd get it eventually. Come on, somebody. I want to hear some noise. If Duke and Carolina were playing, I can promise you there'd be some noise in here right now. That's right. If Chocolatey, the Seahawks, were playing the Miami Dolphins and the Seahawks were beating the Miami Dolphins, you would hear so much noise in here, you wouldn't even be able to listen to anything else but all that noise. Somebody make some noise for the Lord right now. Now watch this. Ready? Here's what you got to do. I'm going to be the voice of defeat. Y'all got to be louder than me, and I got a microphone. Ready? I'm going to walk up down the aisle. I'm your voice of defeat. I'm going to see you get over me. Ready? Ready? You'll never make it. You'll never make it. I got control. You're going down. You'll never make it. Why don't you quit while you're ahead? It's not going to work. You ought to even try. Y'all stop, dummy. Listen, you know you can't make it. Why are you even trying? Praise God, church. You can win if you trust the Lord. Get louder than the noise in your head. Woo, there you go. You about got it. I like what the message says. The message says, I love this. The message says, on your feet now. Applaud God. Woo! They just say, make a joyful noise to the Lord that says, on your feet now. Praise God. Woo! That's some powerful. Yeah, go ahead. There you go, Daddy. Come on. On your feet now. Applaud God. Yes. Amen. Some of y'all are getting unstuck right now. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. Amen. So now here we go. The next one. First it was shout. The next one here is it's going to get kind of hard now. It's easy for us to shout. We don't have to invest anything to shout. Amen? Don't shout me down. We don't have to invest anything to shout. But now here's where it gets a little bit harder. Here's where the rubber meets the road. Serve. The next word, serve. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. That word serve equals, it's a four-letter word, W-O-R-K. Work. For God. Amen. But not only does it work, here's what it means. It's literally in the Hebrew is a bond servant. Bond service. You know what bond, I didn't say Bon Jovi. Bond servant. What a bond servant is, you hear me talk about it all the time, is somebody that was actually a slave and they were liberated. They were given their freedom. And when they were given their freedom, they loved the person that liberated them so much that they said, you know what? We love you so much for liberating us that we're still going to work for you. We still want to be a bondservant unto you. So they bond themselves to the person that set them free. I don't know about you, but I am bonded to Jesus Christ because he set me free. He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God. He set me free. Amen. So serve. Serve. You know, the very first time worship is mentioned in the Bible, the very first time that it's mentioned in the Bible is in Genesis 22. Worship. And you know, in worship's mentioned in the Bible, we'll talk about it later, is when Abraham took Isaac up on the mount to sacrifice him unto God. The very first time worship's mentioned is connected with service and it's connected with sacrifice. And so now, let's keep on going. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more in a minute. The next word, sing. Sing. Who are those two guys? Paul and Silas. They're in prison. Listen to this. The Bible tells us, come into his presence for singing. But they were in prison. They're in prison. They're not in God's presence. They're in prison. No. Everywhere you go, you're in God's presence. The Bible says, well, no matter where I go, he is there. If I go into heaven, he's there. If I ascend into heaven, he's there. If I make my bed in hell, and some of us have done that before, made our bed in hell, he is still there. So here it is. The Bible tells us simply to sing, come into his presence with singing. That word sing means to creak. Sometimes when I sing, I think I do creak. Matter of fact, if I move my arms while I'm singing, I do creak. I hear creaking. It also means to shout. Use it for joy, to sing aloud with joy or with triumph. So watch this. Here's why God wants us to sing. It is so awesome. When you're singing, here's what happens. Singing, number one, builds our faith. If you're going along and you hear that word in your head telling you how bad you are, how bad you've done, you'll never make it, blah, 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 and you begin to sing, the joy of the Lord begins to take over. And as you sing, it builds our faith. It lifts our mood. But the biggest thing it does, when we start singing, it attracts God. Because the Bible says, at midnight, Paul and Silas, see how bad off they were, Paul and Silas, who were beat ruthlessly and beat without a trial, who were bore naked before those people, and they were Roman citizens. And when they found out they're Roman citizens, they tried to hide them because they had blown it. They had messed up. The guys had messed up. They were so eager to beat them that they didn't realize they were Roman citizens. And so all this stuff was happening to them. They were put in the bottom of the prison, in the very bottom of the bottom, and they were tied tight down. Their stocks, they're in stocks, and gangrene would already be setting in. And here's these guys, and instead of going, is this the way you're going to let me be treated, God? Anybody ever said that? Is this the way I'm going to be treated, God? Is this the way you're going to let me go through life? Is this the way it's going to be? Every time I turn around, I'm getting beat. Every time I turn around, I find myself in fetters. Every time I turn around, all these bad things are happening. So, God, if this is the way you're going to do it, forget it. No, the Bible says, and at midnight, at the darkest hour, they were praying and singing hymns to God. And the Bible says the prisoners were listening to them. That word listening in the Greek literally means to hear with anticipation. They heard these guys singing. They're used to guys cussing. They're used to guys moaning. They're used to guys dying. But they're not used to hearing guys get up and praise God and start singing unto him when they're in the bottom of the prison. And so the guys were listening, and they had to hear what was going on. And when they listened, and then when God shook that place with an earthquake, the Bible says the doors were open, but none of the prisoners left. Why? Because they had been hearing. They've been listening with anticipation, and they understood that those doors were opened by a move of God. And so because the doors were opened by a move of God, something special was getting ready to take place. Listen, I'm going to attract God in your life and attract God in your problems. Sing to him. Sing to him. You don't have to be the best singer in the world. I don't have to sing like these guys up here, praise God. I can sing like David Linton. Amen? And you know what? I am the best singer I've ever heard in my shower. I could get record deals. Las Vegas would call me if they could hear me sing in the shower. Now, here's a whole different thing. So, look. That's right. They make all the police hear me singing here. All right, ready? So, now, the next command, not only sing, but the next command is the hardest one of all. Here you go. Come on, buddy. There you are. Submit. Therefore, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James chapter 4, verse 7. The Bible says, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his, and we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. That word know means to be sure to understand. It also means, this is some powerful stuff. Not only does it mean to know and understand, but it also means kinsmen. It means kinsmen. It means to have respect. It means to skillfully teach. And so when you begin to see this stuff, all of a sudden now you submit yourself unto God, because now you understand God has what you need. was up here singing today, and as I was singing, I was just going over my head. I was going over these commands, and I was saying, Lord, let me submit to you. Let me submit to you. Let me submit to you. And, you know, we always learn something. How many here learn something new every day? You know, what amazes me, what I love about this is DC and Daniel, I taught them how to play years ago. And then they left me. By the time they turned teenagers, they just left me like I was in the dirt, just left me behind. And then when they came back and started playing here, they started teaching me so many different things. Like today, Daniel said, do you know where your G is on the top string, Dad? I like the G down here, so that got all these finger stuff to do. Yeah. I'm Jimi Hendrix when I'm down here. But I'm on this top string, not so. And so I'm on that top string, Daniel says, stay on that top string, Dad. He says, don't leave it. Stay on that string. I said, okay, because we want that deep bass sound. I said, okay, son. And so I'm stuck there, and my fingers are trying to go on the other side. There's nothing to go to. And so I'm just, and I started thinking about that thing. You know, that's the problem that a lot of us have. We try to submit unto God. God's trying to show us a better way, and we don't want to go the better way because we're so used to the old way. And when God's trying to show us a better way, we say, wait a minute, it's uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. I'm not even sure where to put my fingers. But if you'll submit, like the DC told me, the DC this morning said, Daddy, we're all going to go to B flat, but you're going to stay on F. I said, why, son? He said, because it's called musical tension. Is that what it's called? Melody tension, musical tension. He says, and I want you to create tension. I thought about it, I can do that good. That's one of my gifts. And so I'm having to listen to him sing, and I'm having to, while he's going, everybody's going to B flat, and I'm still staying in F because he wants that musical tension. Then I'm having to remember, I got to go over here. Now, years ago, would that happen? No, because number one, I didn't even know about musical tension. And number two, I'd have been down here doing Jimi Hendrix. But I'm up here. You see, again, submitting don't mean that you're a slave. It doesn't mean that you get down on your knees. It doesn't mean that you have no mind of your own or no thoughts of your own. What it means is you're willing to submit to something different. You're willing to submit to Him. You're willing to try it His way instead of your way. And again, this morning, I was so out of my comfort zone because DC said, here's what DC said. We're going to play this old Church of God style, Dad. I said, cool. He said, no, don't just play a Church of God style. So I'm not here, Jimi Hendrix. He says, not there, though. So I'm back up here in the string. And my fingers are doing all this, but there's nothing there. Again, submit. Let me ask you a question. How many like being uncomfortable? Look at all the hands that are not raised. But how many know? How many are willing to be uncomfortable if it means you're going to step up to the next level? Okay, submit. So now, here's the last one, and we're closing. I told you it won't take long. I love this one. This is one of my favorite. My favorite one's coming up now. And this is the Genesis 22 again. The next one is, the Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Meaning, I'm not asking you to do something that's not even above you. I'm not asking you to do something that's unreasonable. I'm asking you to serve God. Give it everything you got. Without raising a hand, I want you to think about something in your own mind. How long has it been since you gave God everything you have? Don't raise a hand. How long has it been since you said, okay, God, here I am. I'm yours. And whatever you were doing for God, whether it was feeding the poor, whether it was just shaking somebody's hand or trying to be a comfort to somebody in a nursing home, whatever it is, how long has it been since you gave Him everything you had in you? You know, I was going to some nursing homes, and as I was going to one of the nursing homes where Sister Helen is, actually, Sister Helen, they have something in there called music time after they eat, and they play music while they eat, and then they had music playing after they ate. And I looked over at Helen and I said, "Sister, how would you think? How would you like to have a sing along?" She said, "What kind of sing along?" I said, "I'll bring a guitar and we'll just sing some music, sing some songs." She said, "Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it." So I said, "Well, I asked the, because matter of fact, the director's the one that told me. She said, if you want to bring something in here, if you want to bring a guitar and sing, please do." And so I asked Helen, and I didn't even bring it up. They did. They're the ones that started it. And so I brought the guitar, and the first time it was kind of different, but I started doing it about every other week. And as I started bringing the guitar and singing, some of those folks got up and started getting into it, and now they're starting to sing. And last week they sang so loud, they overpowered me, which was great, because I forgot to bring my shower with me. And so then, so I said, "Wait a minute, instead of a 15-minute visit now, it's an hour visit." And instead of just going in and seeing how she's doing and trying to talk with her and pray with her, now I got to stop and I got to tune my guitar. And my fingers aren't used to a guitar. They're used to a bass. And if anybody plays bass and guitar, you know there's a difference in the strings, the way you play it. And so my fingers were getting raw. And I was thinking, this is hurting, you know. And it also is taking up more time. So then I said, wait a minute, Lord, am I giving you all I got here? And so I kept bringing the guitar. I'm bringing it this week. We're going to sing Christmas carols. And so then, as I was doing that, I was going to see Sister Carolyn. And I said, "You know what? Sister Carolyn, how would you like?" Because she's singing on the praise team. And I go see Sister Carolyn. We just sit there and talk. And I said, "How would you like to have a sing-along?" She said, "Let's get the director." So we talked to the director. She said, "Activities director." She says, "Please do." And so now we go there about every other week or every 3 weeks. And I go to her place and get the guitar again. Instead of having a 15-minute visit or a 30-minute visit, now it's an hour visit again. Because I've got tuned the guitar up, then I talk to the people, and not only that, but instead of just talking to Sister Carolyn now or Sister Helen, now I talk to a bunch of people because now they're coming up asking me questions and I'm trying to deal with them. So like I said, that 5, 10, 15-minute visit is now an hour. And sometimes I'm having to be other places or have to be at a hospital or have to be back at the church, but I'm still in there and said, "You know what? But God, am I giving it my all?" So then, we have a Bible study at Mallard Creek, and I said, I thought about that thing. I said, "Sister Dot, how would you like for us just to have a good old sing-along?" She said, "That'd be great." And so again, we go out in the gazebo, and we start singing, and people that normally wouldn't have anything to do with us is standing around listening and coming up. One guy even said, "Y'all guys are great. Those ladies sounded awesome. It sounded like angels singing out there." But again, is it a little extra? Yes, but you know what? Again, that verse keeps coming to me. God, a living sacrifice. God, am I making me a living sacrifice unto you? Nobody wants to climb up on the altar and bleed. God, am I actually crawling up on the altar and saying, "Lord, y'all, you've asked. You want me to climb up on the altar. You want me to do that. That's all you've asked." So, again, let me ask this question. If you want peace in your life and you want to see God do something in your life, again, how often do you give God all you got? Wow. That's some heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. When we come up here and practice on Sunday mornings, we get up here and we'll practice. Sometimes we have to practice a song for several weeks and keep practicing. So when we do sing it before y'all, that we've given all we've got, because we're not just giving all we got for y'all. Guess who we're giving all we got for? And when I look up here while we're doing praise and worship practice and I see my boys crying, I see somebody's tears in their eyes, I know that they've given it all they got to God. A couple weeks ago, DC was up here singing. Y'all heard him. He cracked right on up. He told me, he said, "Daddy, I felt bad. I cracked up." I said, "Don't feel bad you cracked up. You were giving it your all, son. And God was giving it back to you. And that's why you cracked up. And that was fine. Crack up all you want to." Amen? So again, here it is. Sacrifice. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. So, how often do you come in this place with praise on your lips? Wow. Got real quiet in here. How often do you come in God's house with praise and thanksgiving? Versus coming in going, "Well, let's get through the service so I can get somewhere I got to be." Or, "I'm glad that this only a service is just for a couple hours because I couldn't stand it if I had to go to church more than one time a week. I would just die." See, watch this. praise. Give, of course, we praise. That word praise is hallel, right? Hallel. Praise, hallel, which means a clear, loud blast to celebrate. So hallelujah is hallel. If you remember Tuesday nights, you've been seeing a few weeks ago, we talked about one of the Old Testament names for God is El, E-L, El. In the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, when it says God created heaven and earth, it's Elohim, which means plural gods, meaning Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. So El. So when you say hallel, you're saying praise be to the strong one. Praise be to the strong one. Praise be to the strong one. You know what? I believe with all my heart that when Jesus comes back on the cloud, the angels are going to have to sing something, say something with that shout of the archangel. It's going to have to be something that everybody understands. There's only one word in the entire vocabulary of man that is the same no matter where you go, no matter what language it is, and that is hallelujah. Praise be the strong one. It is the same in every language. So I'm pretty sure when the rapture trumpet sounds, as you hear the rapture trumpet sounds, you're going to hear the archangel go, hallelujah! And then we're gone. Wow. I wish it would happen right now. Amen. Especially as I start burying people younger than me. And when I bury my classmates, when I was burying one of my classmates a little while back, I was burying my classmate, and one of my other classmates works at the funeral home and come to me and said, you better watch how you walk. And I thought he meant there was a hole in the graveyard somewhere. I knew there was a hole over there. He says, no. He says, three other of our classmates are in the funeral home now. And I went, oh, yeah. Hallelujah! Praise be the strong one. When I'm weak, he's still strong. When I don't feel like praising him, he still wants to hear that praise. That's sacrifice of praise. Hebrews tells us that we will sacrifice a praise unto God, and God is listening. So look, first there's praise. Then there's thanksgiving, which means an extension of the hand. When you come into church, you want to have a good service? Well, that service wasn't all that good. That service was drier than cracker juice. Well, let me ask you a question. What did you do to make it any different? If you come in here, now, I'm not talking about any one person. I'm just talking in general. If you come in here and say, move me, God, I dare you. You're going to be sitting there a long time. You're trying to redeem his ground. If you say, move me, preacher, move me, praise team, move me. Guess what? I believe before Clint Eastwood said it, I believe God said it. When you come in church, I can hear him now. Go ahead. Make my day. Praise me. Go ahead. Praise me. Whether you feel like it or not, praise me. So, thanksgiving is an extension of the hand. It's also adoration. It means a choir of worshipers. It's a confession. It's also a sacrifice of praise. So, how many want to see God do something special in your life this week? When you cannot think your way out, when you cannot sing, or when you can't think your way out, when you cannot see your way out, when you cannot figure your way out, when you cannot rationalize your way out, there's something you can do. You can praise your way out. You take these five commands that we just showed you, and I want you to follow them, and I want you to see what God will do. And I'm going to sing this, or read this to you, and then we're going to all come up here and pray. Ready? Here it is. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Welcome up here. Let me hear y'all say hallelujah. Like you mean it. Like you're getting paid for it. Like you're getting double time. Hallelujah! The next time you find yourself in a tight, the next time you feel yourself stuck, The next time you wonder how you're going to get out of what you're in, I dare you. I dare you. There's a song DC wants to do, and it's called Dare You to Move. I believe this is part of what it's talking about, daring you to move, is to be ready, because God's got something for you. But you got to move. You got to do something. Don't just sit back and say, God, just do it for me. God says, you put something in it. Put yourself in it. When you put yourself in it, something special will happen. Amen? Everybody stand. God is awesome. God has a way when we don't. God makes a way when we don't see a way. God works things that we don't even see Him working. We don't even understand it. You know, David in all his glory, David with everything he had, all his power, standing before giants, he found a situation where he said, oh, if I had wings like a dove, I'd fly away and be at peace. Even mighty David. But Isaiah come back with something better than that, and that was, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They will walk and not weary. They will run and not faint. Blessed be God. I'm just going to give a general altar call now when everybody that will, all that will, I want you to come up here. You got a need in your life. You want to see God do something in your life. Just all come up here. Everybody that will, come on up here. God is awesome. God is awesome. God is awesome. All that will, come up here. All that will. Just come start making your way. It's okay. It's all right. I promise you, nobody will run over you. If they do, let me know. All that will, come up here and pray. I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, that you got our back. I thank you, Lord, that you got everything we need. I thank you, Lord, that we're yours, Lord. We're the sheep of your pasture. Lord, that we don't have to walk by ourselves. We've got you with us every single moment of our life if we'll trust you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Yes. Sing it, son. Sing it. And mercy, oh, son, I am. Come on. Beautiful you are. Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, he loves us so. Yes, glory! Glory! Mercy. Glory. Beautiful you are. Oh, how he loves.
loves us so.
Glory!
How he loves us. How he loves us so. Loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
Glory, yes! Praise God. Yes. I'm going to read that whole, I want to read that whole verse to you in the message. Psalm 100 in the message. On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into His presence. Know this, God is God and God. God. Wow. God is God. And God, God. He made us, we didn't make Him. We're His people, His well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise. Thank Him, worship Him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. Wow. God. Woo. We're getting ready to enter into the Christmas season. We're already in it. We've been in it since July, if you didn't know that. According to the stores. With everything within your heart, give out and back to God. And watch your life change. It'll change. Amen. Stand up. Brother Doug, will you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this word which you have brought to us today. Lord, we thank you for your truth. Lord, help us to give more of ourselves like you have given all for us. That we would let our light shine for you, that all those that do not know you would see you inside of us and desire to have you in their lives also. Lord, as we come into this season where we celebrate the birth of your Son, Lord, let's be even more thankful that you had a plan to redeem us back unto you, that he lived his life perfect and blameless, that he showed us the way to come back to you, and that he died for our sins. Lord, help us never to forget that. Lord, help us to share that with everything, with all of your creation. Lord, as we leave this house now, Lord, I pray that you be with us. Go forth, lead God, guard, and direct us in all that we do. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.